Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos daf, San Al Tal, begin on the base, begin with Tezir Nasr, says begin with the words of the Gemara, B'meich Shehizkin L'Nidasa, and regarding this pad that was made for her menses, which Tezir disagrees with Rashi in interpreting what is this case of Meich Shehizkin L'Nidasa. That is, the Mishnah said that a woman is allowed to go out with this pad that was made for her Nida, for her menstruating, which Pesha Quinches Rashi explains. It means, Ba'isim Makim, she placed it in the genital area, that it should absorb the blood that's coming out, and that it shouldn't soil her garments. But says Taisa, that does not seem to be a correct interpretation. Because Dimkane, if that would be the case, Atsuli Tinafu, this would be what's categorized as protecting from getting dirty. Now the problem is Umasahu, that's considered a load and forbidden to carry into Rosh Hashanah. Kedam Parakam, like the Gemara said in the first parak of Yeral from the Beis, like we said, a Zab is not allowed to go out with his pouch, and if he goes to Michay B'chatas, because the Kolat Tzilaitin of whatever is to save from getting dirty Loi Chashim, is not considered significant. And therefore, Umasahu, therefore it's considered as a load. So therefore, how could Rashi say that that's the interpretation of the case that we allow a Nida to go out with this Moich? Therefore, says Taisus, the interpretation is that it's shalayipul al basar, it's not to protect him from getting dirty, because then, yes, that again would be a masri. Rather, what it means to say is shalayipul al basar should not fall on her skin, b'tiyavashalah, and then it's going to get dry, and this is the main point, b'nimtzimitzara, and it's going to be painful for her, that dried blood. But it's not that she shouldn't get dirty, it's just preventing the pain, so that it shouldn't attach, and therefore that's not going to be considered as a violation of a masri of haitzah. It's only if it's just to protect her from getting dirty. That was Taisa's question. That would be considered a masri, and therefore Taisa gives a different interpretation. It's to prevent her from pain. She next says the masri is again the words of the Gemara, but eventually titan liketchila b'Shabbos. As long as she doesn't initially put it in on Shabbos itself, Taisa gives two different ways of explaining why is she not allowed to initially put it in her mouth on Shabbos. That is, it's going in regards to halacha of the Mishnah. That whatever we permitted for her to put in her mouth because of refuah, but it cannot be, and she could carry with it into Rosh Hashanah, but she cannot put initially on Shabbos. What's the reason of this? So Pirush Rava Pirus says Gizeru Mishum Shchikei Samamonim. It's a concern because of the grinding of the herbs, which is keeping the refuah. Since they put in this pepper or the salt, whatever it is, but it's for some type of medicinal purposes. So therefore, we don't permit her to initially put it in her mouth on Shabbos. Simply because of a concern of refuah related ideas, which Taisa says v'lei nira, but that doesn't seem to be the correct interpretation. Because imkain, if that would be the case, so then let's see, even if she put it from before Shabbos, but in nafal if it falls in on Shabbos, amai lo itachza, why is she not allowed to put it back in her mouth on Shabbos? Amai perak pasur de'irvin, but the Gemara in the last perak in Irvin of Kabez Mabez says that machzirin retiyah b'mikdash, a person is permitted to put back on a bandage in the Beis HaMikdash, Avalei b'Medina, but not out of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, but Tzitz Tais says one thing is, but even in there where we say it's forbidden out of the Beis HaMikdash to put back on the bandage, that's Elim Shem Shemi Merech. That's simply because of the bandage with some type of ointment. We're concerned you might come to smooth it on. So that's the problem because of the Issa Merech, but not because of refuah. Based on refuah itself, it would be permitted to put back on the bandage on Shabbos. So, here we're talking about something she puts in her mouth which has nothing to do with smearing. Smearing is only possible by something that's a liquidy type of thing, like a bandage with ointment of the pollen or bugalgala, but by a peppercorn and by a clump of salt, it doesn't apply any smoothing. And if you're going to say the reason why you cannot put like a tchil on Shabbos is because of grinding the herbs, then okay, I can understand why initially that would be forbidden. But why would you be forbidden to put it back in on Shabbos, which that was also included in the prohibition? So the Melchin really rather says, Taisa, it appears to me that when it says, as long as she does not initially put it on Shabbos, that when they shenira kemar remes lohitzia, because that looks like she's doing subterfuge, a trick, just to transport it in Rosh Hashanah. Well, appears there, and based on this interpretation, says Taisus, so Kalhanach Dilel, all the other things that were previously mentioned, Meich Shabba Azna, the pad in her ear, the Shabba Zandala, and then her sandal, then yeah, Asur and Lasa Liketchila, although one is permitted to go out with it on Shabbos, but that was only if it was in from before Shabbos, but you're right, it would have the same idea that initially it all put in, because it looks like you're just trying to do a trick to transport it through Rosh Hashanah in this, so to speak, permitted way, but they're really coming to carry, which is problematic because of itself. Now, but what bothers Taisa is when Temi begin to say, "Imkain, if that's the case, Then hey, Chesharla, come on, how's the Gemara let us later on? When the Mishnah tells us, Perefes ala evan ayala ego is yalada, wrap your cloak on a make button, which is made out of stone, or on a knot, but vanir kamar remes, but that looks like that you're just doing a trick to take out the stone or the knot, and you said that you're not allowed to initially do something on Shabbos that permits that. So what you can say is, no, the hasam nikra adabit, there it's recognizable. Then when she's wrapping on the knot or the stone, whatever it is, that it's not to transport it, because everyone realizes or else the cloak's going to fall off. You need to clip it onto something. So if I call Yaidin, everyone knows that that's what you need it for. And therefore, like Hashem Chashash, there's no concern that people are going to think that, oh, you're just doing a trick because you want to carry it. But davish in the sentence, but something that a person is putting into their mouth, people don't know why she's putting it in. They don't know that she has some type of illness in her mouth. And they're going to think, oh, well, she's putting it in her mouth and then she has to walk out into the street. Oh, it's just some type of subterfuge to carry. And because of that, that's what Rechaisha Esha is for, that concern that it looks like she's coming to carry. And therefore, there, we said, the Ketchila, one's not allowed to put that in the mouth on Shabbos itself. So there's still two interpretations. From Repairis, that you're not put initially on Shabbos is because of the Xero of Refuah, of Shechikas HaMamonim. But the Taisa is because it looks like you're doing some type of subterfuge to carry it through Rosh Hashanah. Phoenix says the master begins words of the Gemara, Ubavad shalei teitzi zekeinu b'shal yalada, as long as an elderly woman does not go out with the hair of a young woman, the yalada b'shal zekeinu, and that a young girl does not go out with the hair of an older woman. Which places qualifies the different gersayas in the Gemara. And that is, the Gemara says that although she could go out with other types of hair, but it can't be a big age difference, a big age gap in the types of hair that she's attaching to her own hair. Now, Taisus says that the girsa that we brought here in the Diva Maskel is Kachi Ikar girsa. That's the primary text, not like the girsa we have in our Gemara, which says first Yalda Bishal Zakane and then Zakane Bishal Yalada. No, rather Taisus says the girsa is, as he brought in the Diva Maskel, that an older woman should not go out with the hair of a younger one, and a younger one with an older one. And says Taisus, why is that the primary text? Because Vahashta Parak Shaper. Now it would make sense, the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, Bishlam is a kind of Bishal Yilada. I could understand when you're telling me that the older woman cannot go out to hear of a younger woman with Shvachula. That's beautiful for her. And is it more balanced? It's more beautiful, lustrous here. So, Pirish, that's what the Gemara is explaining, meaning, Mishamachi, it's a Gleshavinish like Taitse. So, I could understand why you would have to tell me that, oh, the older woman is not allowed to go out with the young woman's here. Because even though it's more beautiful here, but still everyone's going to laugh at her because you have all your white hair and you're putting in some black, whatever. You have your thinned out here, which we're more bouncy. That's what the Gemara says. But a younger woman with an older woman's hair, am I? So then why? In other words, can I hula? The Gemara says it's a disgrace for us to pierce. What the Gemara is coming to say is, am I itzuch lashemina leitetze? Why do you have to tell me over there that she's not go out with it? Pshita, of course not go out with it. They keep in the Gnai Hula, because since it's disgraceful for Vadu Machkala Bashaklu, of course they're gonna laugh at her, and then she's gonna take it off. And therefore Taisa explains, but keep in the ton is a kind of Shalilada also. Since you already said, and this is where the gears of Taisa is important, you already said that the older woman with a young woman is forbidden. So Koshkin you laid the Bishal Zakena, of course a younger girl with an older woman's here, where of course that's forbidden, because for sure they're gonna laugh at her, because that's not even beautiful. And the Gemara doesn't want to say that, oh, that it's, oh, this, and you don't have to say this, because that's a teichik. We only say that on the way we have no other choice, no alternative, because if it's less than the chiddush, if you're saying a bigger chiddush is one thing, but if it's lesser than the chiddush, so then why are you saying it? Of course that's going to be us. But Taisa says, those who, their gears to their text is the opposite, like we have in our Gemara, that says, as long as a young girl does not go with an older woman's hair, with zikain b'shal yilada, then the older woman or younger girl's hair. So it's in the yushim. But that doesn't seem to be settled, because demkain, if that's the case, on my part, then why is the Gemara asking? Yilada b'shal zikain amai, then why do you have to tell me a younger girl with an older woman's hair? What do you mean? Shari kafu der chashas. It's to the contrary. That's how we find many times throughout the Gemara, the Lashan is HaPashat Tchili. You first say the more obvious one, and then the bigger Chiddush. And that's the way, according to our Gersaris, not like Taisa's Gersa, that's how it says it. First, a younger with an older woman, we're sure that's us, because they're going to laugh at her. It's not even beautiful. It's making her more ugly. And then the bigger Chiddush, which is the older woman with the young woman's, even though it's making her hair nicer, they're still going to laugh at her. But still, it says Taisa, Rav Paris Miyashim Gersu. Paris, he resolves the text that we have. And this is what the Gemara is asking. When it says that, I could understand the older woman with the younger girls here, Since that's beautiful, you have to tell me still it's also good thing the laughter elegulated, but a younger girl with older woman's hair, why is it necessary to tell us that she's not go out with them? The Gemara's question is, Gnaihula, it's a disgrace for her, and that therefore what? She never goes out with nafilu, even during the weekday. So the Gemara didn't have to, the Mishnah didn't have to tell us at all this halacha. Forget about that it's saying a bigger chiddush. In the Chanami, regarding that, that takes out a point. But the question the Gemara is asking is that, but you didn't have to say it at all because no one does it anyway. What was the point of saying that? And therefore, that's how Rav Pirus resolves our Gemara. The next says the Master begins the words of the Gemara. Rabbeinu bar Reb Sassan Amar. He says Hakol Kavul. All of them have the halacha like this kabul, like this woolen cap. Tosis comes to qualify if and when is it permitted for women today to go out with jewelry into our Shasur Abim, which is essentially a karmelis. That the Gemara brought that Kranj Rabbeinu bar Sassan says all the things that we said in the previous Mishnah, I see the woman's not going to Rosh Shasur Abim because of rabbinic reason, because she might come to take it off and carry it. She's permitted to go out into a chatzar, like the kabul, which is permitted for her to go into the chatzar. So Taisit says, "V'nira da halacha k'rabbanani." It appears the halacha is like Rabbanani, and that yes, whatever the sage has said, forbidden to go out into Shas Ram, she's allowed to go out to the courtyard. And mid'amid milsef, because the reason is because this the Rabbanani b'sussin says halacha mishmeidir b'shmol rabbiisi, and b'shmol tanhu palig. He's a tana and he disagrees. And in other words, he has the authority of a tana, and therefore it's not difficult from the Mishnah. Although, as it sounds like that, that from the Mishnah would sound as the Gemara asked, Rabbanim Basasin sounds otherwise, but that's okay. Rabbanim Basasin is like a Tana who could disagree with the Mishnah. Void, moreover, the Bishul Seifman, regarding rabbinic law, which this is a rabbinic injunction, Halakha Chameik will go after the more lean interpretation. And therefore, we would say, like Rabbanim Basasin, that a woman is allowed to go with old jewelry into a chatz. Now, moreover, qualifies Taisa. Rabbanina de Mata Bachatza, this it permits the woman to go into the courtyard. Haina fil Bachatza Shayna Murebis. That's even talking about a courtyard that doesn't have an Eruv, which, for all halachic purposes, is like a Carmelis, which is rabbinically forbidden generally to carry over there. And Taisa proves this because he says the Bachatza Murebis, because if it was a courtyard that one has an Eruv, so like a Shem Chiddush. So there's no Chiddush because you're allowed to carry everything over there. And therefore, of course, we would know that. We would rule like Rabbanan Basasin in that case. Simkain, if that's the case, so or that Rabbanan Basasin would say that halacha. In other words, his chiddush would only be if we're talking about a chatzah that's not murabbis. Simkain says, if that's the case, nashim mutaris liskashin bebayis amuchatzah. So halacha is that women are permitted to go ahead and adorn themselves with jewelry in the house and in the courtyard, betabayis or betachshit, with rings and with jewelry. Now it says Taisav under Shein Lon Rishus Rab Gamer, we who we don't really have in our towns a bona fide public domain, because the Chol Rishus Rab Shalonu Karmelisi, all our Rishus Rab's taste opinion is really like a Karmelis. Why? Shari Ein Mavoy Shalonu Rechabas Yud Vavama. First of all, our Rishus Rab's are not 16 amas wide, and moreover, Vlei Samach Ribe Biken By. Taisav's opinion is that it has to have 600,000 people who go through that street, and we don't have that in our streets. So our Shasur Am, our public domains, are really like a courtyard that didn't have an Eruv with it. And therefore, since we said Halacha is like a Menin Basasin in the Chatzah, which we said a Chatzah means a Chatzah Shein Murebis, so Mataris Nashim Shalonu Liskashim Betabaisim Betakshitim Kibir Shabein Etam. And therefore, actually women are allowed to wear their jewelry in the streets, like Rabbein Etam, which is like a Menin Basasin, which is really what our Shasram is like a Carmelis, which is like the Chatzah Shein Murebis, which we rule like Rabbanim Basasim regarding old jewelry, not just by the couple. Now, but Vehik Shari Badri has a question. That Philly Irish Shasarabim Shalonu Chashav Karmelis. Okay, so you're saying that Irish Shasarabim is really like a Carmelis, but still Hechashar Kamei Chatzah. How are you permitting Irish Shasarabim, which is a Carmelis, to say it's just like a Chatzah, which not Murebis? But it's not really the same exact thing, because Ramal Kamal Parakal Kesar, the more later on, Dav Kavchav Menav says Gabit Leker regarding a fire, the Lacha is, the mutilahatzal bukhatza sha'in murabis. You're allowed to save things from the fire to a courtyard, even though there's no Erev over there. But Valoiba Karmelis, but the halacha does not allow us to save to a Karmelis. Obviously, you see that a Karmelis is more stringent than a chatzah that does not have an Erev. So therefore, how are we allowed to take our jewelry to our streets, which okay, you're saying like a Karmelis, but a Karmelis is still more severe than a chatzah sha'in murabis. On that point, Rabbeinu Baruch, he says, no, Kivan diladit hu avalu shasam gemuri in the Mishnaic time. There, they had a bona fide Rosh Hashanah. So, lo medama karmelis l'chatzah shein murebis. So, they for them, they're not going to compare a Carmelis to like a Courtauld that doesn't have an Eruv. Rather, it's more comparable to a Rishus Ram because they had a Rishus Ram, and therefore that's the concern of a Carmelis, which is somewhat of that, and therefore it makes sense to be stringent. So Basrin and Carmelis, so they said, yeah, from the fire, you're not allowed to save to a Carmelis only to Chatzis and Merevis, because if we let you to Carmelis, you might come to do Rishus Ram. But that's as Tosfos says, but we don't even have Rishus Ram at all. So therefore, in Lahach, remember Carmelis, Kalkach, therefore we're not going to be so stringent in Carmelis, because the whole reason of Carmelis is Atu Rishus Ram. We don't only have Rishus Ram. So therefore, we're going to consider the Carmelis like the Chatzis and Merevis, which again is permitted for women to go out with their jewelry. Now, another smach for allowing women to go out with jewelry, Shimshin found written in the name of our teacher, the Sar Shalom, the Davish Regilus Lahar Zulazu. Yes, things that's normal for women to show each other, that's us. That's going to be forbidden in the Carmelis, because, yes, she might come to take it off, show it to a friend, and forget about it and carry the Amas and Shazra. But Hukshain Regilus, when it's not the norm, Mataris is permitted. Like we say, for example, like by the Chashabu women, we say, oh, they don't usually do it, and therefore their opinion is brought down that it's going to be permitted. So that's how it says the Sar Shalom, but the Shade done. Our women, they don't show off their jewelry and their rings. They're permitted for them to go out with it into Rishus Ram. But Taisa concludes and says, at the end of this is that Amar Kadman, the earlier one, said, the reason why women are allowed to go out with jewelry is because the Mutav Yi Shaygigis, better they be in error, Bal Yi Mazidis, and not to be deliberate, which is better that they not know, because if they're going to know, anyways, it's not going to stop them and they're going to be doing it b'mezid. Rather, let them just do it b'shege. So Taisus said that Allah is like a b'neini, which is chatzar even she'in murevis, and if in our times women are allowed to go ahead and wear their jewelry, not only in a house in the courtyard, but even in our mavayis, which even we don't really have rishas ram. But Taisus really concluded that the truth is, it sounds like that really is problematic. But again, we're not going to protest because mutav she'in shege is val yi mazidis.